97.5, The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody. Tyrone Johnson here on 97.5 The Fanatic until 12 noon. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. 610-632-0975 is the number to participate as usual. And we start the same way each and every week. And this week, we start with the word of the week. And that is win. The word of the week is win. We have an Eagles game. Finally, 28 hours away, we have an Eagles game. And obviously, we want the Eagles to win every game. We want the Eagles to win the whole thing, win the Super Bowl. But it has to start with the game tomorrow. And throughout the week, Mike Missanelli Show, Anthony Gargano, Farzetta, Devon, you name it. There was a lot of people out there who were a little bit nervous about whether or not the Eagles can win this week with the offensive line. And a lot of people were saying that the Eagles can't win the Super Bowl this year. And I actually agree with that. I don't think, as of right now, they are a Super Bowl team. They can't win. So I want to ask all of you on this lovely Saturday, the weather's finally cool. It feels like fall a little bit, and after the summer that we've had, I think we all can agree that we are enjoying this weather a little bit more than we normally would. I want to ask you guys, what are some things that would have to happen for you to believe that the Eagles can win the Super Bowl? We have football now. We finally have football. We waited a long time. No preseason. No access to training camp. The open practices, all that stuff didn't happen this year. We know what's going on with this pandemic. Finally, it's here. And I think that on a 1 to 10, the excitement around the city is closer to a 5 than it is a 10. And I'm trying to find out, is it because people, is it pandemic related? You feel disconnected. All of a sudden, you weren't prepared for it. And boom, here comes football. Or is the lack of enthusiasm that I'm seeing because you don't think out there, like me, that the Eagles can win the Super Bowl? And this is the double-edged sword of finally getting our first Super Bowl in this city. On the one hand, people were saying, you know what? I would sell my firstborn. People made those deals. We know what we're talking about. You know what I'm talking about when I talk about these deals that Eagles fans made. Oh, if they win a Super Bowl, I won't be mad for X number of years. Oh, for a Super Bowl, I would sacrifice the Sixers, the Flyers, and the Phillies. Oh, for a Super Bowl, I would do this, that, and the other thing. You know what I'm talking about here. But now, first year was easy to do. And you're thinking about the Nick Foles thing, and then Alshon drops the pass. New Orleans, Foles underthrows Ertz when it could have been 21-0. They fall a little bit short. Then you go another year. Dirty hit, the back of Carson Wentz's head. Seattle, you can't win that game. And the further you get away from that Super Bowl, the further you get away from that win, deep down you want another win. And I think that because fans, they're worried about the whatever you guys are worried about, and you guys can tell me, obviously, today, whatever it is, because of that, I feel like a lot of people are not as excited because they don't truly believe that the Eagles can win. Yes, they're a playoff team. Most people think that. Yes, they may be better than Dallas. But we saw what happened Thursday night with the Chiefs. And I don't think a lot of fans, including myself, I'm with you, think the Eagles can compete with that team. Therefore, we're going into a season knowing that our team can't win. And I think that has dampened a lot of the enthusiasm, and I want to hear from you as well. And I also want to hear about If you don't believe right now, like you and I, we probably agree that we don't believe they can win right now. What would have to happen for you to believe that they can win? I'll, throughout the show, I will lay out the things that I think it would take for them to win. Three or four things. Nothing's going to be perfect. You remember the last Super Bowl, the MVP got hurt, having the best year of his short career and having a better year than anybody in the NFL, and he gets hurt, Eagles still win. So there's going to be some things. Nothing's going to be perfect, but what are three or four things that you think need to happen for them to win? And I'll list mine a little bit later on. So a lot going on with that. Also, the Sixers coaching search continues. Who would be the hire? Who would be the hire to where you would say, you know what? That's a win for the Sixers. There are a lot of fans. We talked about it last week. They don't want Ty Lue. Okay, fine. I don't get it, but fine. Billy Donovan this week emerges as a candidate. There's people who want Tim Duncan, Becky Hammond. Who out there? Who out there amongst you would it take? Who? Where you go, you know what? That's a win. The Sixers hire that guy. That's a win. That's a guy because we did, for whatever reason, and I think it was a lot of misplaced anger, a lot of beef, a lot of anger towards Brett Brown that I thought was inappropriate. Okay, fine. And I want to hear from all the fire Brett Brown people. Sixers outsiders on NBC Sports Philadelphia, we would get people every quarter saying fire the coach. And that's fine to say. But once they fire the coach, and they have, and it's been a few weeks now, who do you want to replace that coach? Because it's easy to say fire him. Easy. And you guys were great at that. Harder to decide who you want to replace that coach. At 10:30, we'll talk to Paul Hudrick about that situation. Now, the toughest part to talk about this morning, the thing I was dreading, the thing I hoped would not come up. We now have the Eastern Conference Finals set. Yeah, we have the Eastern Conference Finals set. And it's Heat, Jimmy Butler. Yes, Jimmy Butler and the Heat, which we kind of knew about, against the Celtics. And we all wanted the Raptors, if we're being honest, to win. No one was rooting for the Celtics in this city, and I don't blame you. But now we can tell ourselves, oh, we're not going to watch, but that's a lie. That's a lie. We're going to watch. Who do you want to win? Who do you want to win between the Celtics and the Heat? Now, I put the poll up on my social media, on Ty Johnson News Twitter. 97.5 The Fanatic has it up there as well. Who do you want to win? Now, I'm going to say something that I never thought I would ever say as far as my answer. I'm going to give an answer I never thought I would give. Yeah, I want the Celtics to win. Yeah, I want the Celtics to win. You want to know why? Because I can't stand Jimmy Butler. I don't want to see him prosper. I don't want to see him in the finals. No, no, no. And I know people think, oh, the Sixers could have had Tatum. Not true. Not true. The Sixers could not have had Tatum. The only reason that the Celtics made that trade with you was because they knew they were going to take Fultz. If they were going to take Tatum, they would have not have made the trade. And third overall, you would have still had Fultz. And for that reason, one of many reasons, I don't want to see the Heat win. The Celtics, they're just, and they beat the Sixers. So in my mind right now, they could still say, you know what? Ben Simmons didn't play. Maybe they're the second best team. They're not. But I can still fool myself. If the Heat win, then that means the Sixers lost to a loser. And I don't want Jimmy Butler to win anything. Ever, ever, ever. Looking at the poll, we got 500 votes so far on it. 83% of the people so far are saying they prefer the Heat to win. And I disagree with all you. I'm with the 17% that prefer the Celtics to win. I do not want the Heat. I don't want to see any damn Jimmy Butler talking this stuff. That is a direct line to the incompetence, perhaps, of the Sixers. How they maybe made the wrong choice. And how the player that they chose Tobias Harris over is now in the NBA Finals? Yeah, I can't root for that. That is a pain that is too much for me to take. And finally, before we get to the phones, this is the first show I have had since the Flyers were eliminated. I was on last Saturday. Yes, it's only been a week when Game 7 happened and it went very poorly. If there's anybody out there who still want to vent or get any of their frustrations out about the pathetic effort of the Flyers in that Game 7 and their failure to win Game 7, we'll have those as well. The phone number, 610-632-0975. Again, Paul Hudrick at 1030. Eagles, less than just under 28 hours until week one kickoff against Washington on the road. When do we want, do you believe they'll win tomorrow? And I know there's some people out there that are worried. And overall, is the lack of enthusiasm with the Eagles partially because deep down, we don't believe they can win? Sixers coaching search, who do you want? And the Heat versus Celtics situation, who do you prefer to win in that Eastern Conference Finals? Because unfortunately, both of those teams are linked to this one. If the Raptors are there, it's a simple decision. We root for the Raptors, and we hope that they beat the Heat, and that's it. And that's it. Unfortunately, a lot more complicated. And Flyers people, you are always welcome. I want to hear from all of you about the effort or lack thereof of the Flyers in that Game 7. 610-632-0975.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Dustin in Reading, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, Dustin?
I wanted to answer your question about the enthusiasm about the birds tomorrow.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I really feel like it's a combination of two things. I think it's the combination of the pandemic and having, you know, the Flyers and the Phillies and just kind of all that, and the Sixers, all that went a lot later than some of it normally would have.
For sure.
And I think it just caught a lot of people off guard. I mean, out of the big Philly four, the Eagles are certainly my favorite team. And it didn't hit me till last week. I was like, wow, like, there is a football game next week that counts for real. And some of it may have to do with the lack of preseason as well. There just hasn't been a whole lot of buzz, not a whole lot of media, other than injuries for the Eagles, really, and, you know, restructuring contracts. So it hasn't been a whole lot of positivity.
It's been in the papers every single day, though. ESPN.com's been covering. I mean, the NFL has been getting covered this week for sure.
Yeah, and I think I meant, like the week prior, it just seemed like the buzz. But I just know that when 1 o'clock rolls around tomorrow, the city's going to be all in. And there's no reason not to believe they can't be successful. We've believed in far worse and far less talented teams. So I'm just as confident as ever.
You're as confident as ever. So, okay, lay it out. Tomorrow, I think we agree they'll win. How far do you think this team's going to go? You go on the record right now, 28 hours before kickoff of week one.
10-6.
10-6, and then what about the playoffs? That would get you in.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that a lot of people have said it. I'm not saying anything new. Two-horse race in the division. And, you know, at a bare minimum, we can split. I think our schedule lends us to have a good opportunity and to be in position as long as we can stay healthy.
All right, fair enough. Appreciate the call, Dustin. 10-6, that's where I am. 10-6. And I get what he's saying about, oh, when the game comes around, everybody then will be enthusiastic. Okay. But when did that ever, like, when was that the measure in this city? Well, when the games come around. We get excited about the Eagles. They don't have to be a game. We don't have to wait till kickoff to get excited. This is different. Tim in Dayton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, Ron. How are you, buddy?
What's up, Tim?
Hey, I think, one thing for me, I actually agree with the last caller that once we see the midnight green and the helmets go on and we see, you know, players running out of the tunnel, I think it's going to be a different mentality. But let me lay out three things that I think that they need to do in order for me to consider them a Super Bowl contender. Cause I'm with you. It's going to be a 10 and 6 year ish. But if they can get out of the gates firing hot, number one, first and foremost, and I think everyone would agree with this, Carson has to stay healthy. If Carson is healthy, he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I firmly believe that. Number two, Miles Sanders has
16 games last year, so if he can do it again, yes, that would help.
Yes. Number two, Miles Sanders has to be a top four running back in yards per game. They have to be able to run the football when they want to. If you look back at the Super Bowl year, they would get leads and they could run the football and they could force it down teams' throats. Number three, and I think this is one of the most important, the defensive line has to dominate games. They have to be able to take opposing offensive lines and push them back constantly, force turnovers, force fumbles, tip balls. They have to dominate because their linebacking core is just not good enough. Where they got two linebackers on the roster. I mean, that's, you know, it is what it is. But the defensive front has to be a dominant force. Thanks, Tyrone.
All right. I appreciate that, Tim. That makes sense. That makes sense. Those things are a couple of those things are on my list. Defensive line, I think, is going to be fine. I actually think that they're fine now. So I don't need to. To me, that's not. What I'm asking for the list is what has to be. What do you not expect now that could happen? I expect the defensive line to be really good. I actually expect the corners to also be good for the first time in a really long time. A really long time, actually. Joe in Mount Laurel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, good morning, Tyrone.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, I'm going to take a different angle to the Philadelphia Eagles' success this year. I think they're going to be 11-5.
Okay.
And I think, number one, that they need they brought in a lot of speed to the roster.
They did?
Yes. I mean, I think with Rieger and with this Hightower, two receivers, I mean, the quarterback had nothing last year. With these guys, I think they really have a opportunity to succeed real well. You know, with the speed game. You know,
they absolutely do have a. I agree with that. They do have an opportunity to be much faster this year. Obviously, we have to see it on the field. We'll see it on the field tomorrow. But they absolutely have an opportunity to be much faster.
Yeah, so I think that's a big part, and I also think getting hopefully Brandon Brooks can come back in November, like, you know, later in the season as my number two point.
I wouldn't bank on that.
I
wouldn't bank on that. He's a fast healer, but that's an Achilles. I would just – you're going to have to go with what you have on the offensive line and hope you don't get more injuries. It'd be hard to expect a guy to come back soon from that injury.
Yeah, number three, if the quarterback's a top three quarterback in all the stats, they're going to have a heck of a team.
Well, yeah, but do they have enough personnel? They improved the personnel. But
oh
you saw
God.
The Chiefs. Do they have top three personnel?
Yeah, well, they're young. The Chiefs were young with Hill and with their other guys.
Hill's not a rookie, and he wasn't a rookie last year. I'm asking you, do they have top three personnel? Because no quarterback can be top three without top three personnel.
Well, we got to give them a chance. We'll know in the first 6 weeks, I guess, what these rookies bring to the table, you know?
All right, Joe. I appreciate that. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. And that's where I'm with people, and I'm not sure when it comes to the quarterback. Quarterback obviously has a ton of pressure. He was getting blamed last year when he had absolute garbage to throw to. He had nothing. He had nothing to throw to. And yet people were all over him last year. And that's what happens with the quarterback. And I think the personnel is better. I hope the personnel is better. But I need to see that personnel be better before I then say he's got to be top three. Because when they talk about all the great quarterbacks, outside of maybe Rodgers, they all have excellent personnel. They all have speed. They all can spread the field. And then that quarterback drops back and he makes the big throws. Nobody is considered top three without that top three personnel. A name that I will not pronounce because it's not a real name from Cincinnati. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. What is your name?
That's just what they call me, Darkman Lost.
All right, well, what's going on?
Who, Darkman? No, I'm actually with the Eagles. My only concern is the offensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have a concern with the offensive line. I'm just hoping that the coaching staff could coach up the players that they do have.
I agree with you. It's a concern. Good offensive line coach. You're putting a veteran back at left tackle. You have veteran at right tackle. You have veteran, obviously, at center. And now a young veteran at left guard, Sam Alu, who has played a lot of football. So really, you're only dealing with one new guy as far as playing the game. Hopefully the coaches can coach Pryor up at that right guard spot. And everybody else can sort of fall in line and it'll be okay. That, to me, is the number one concern for the long term. I think they'll beat Washington regardless, but to win a Super Bowl, and that's always the goal, that offensive line is going to have to gel and be better than we think it is right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, actually, my only other issue with you today was the Jimmy Butler thing.
Yeah.
I, as a Sixers fan, I got two favorite teams, the Sixers and anybody playing Boston.
Yep, normally.
So there is absolutely no way I could ever pick Boston to win anything.
Well, I don't want Jimmy Butler to win anything.
Well, that's ego right there. That's feelings. Jimmy Butler hurt your feelings. You got to get
No,
over.
He didn't. He didn't hurt my feelings. Jimmy Butler is a pain in the butt, a jerk. I don't like Jimmy Butler. And for that reason, I'm not going to root for him. I don't want Jimmy Butler to win anything. I don't want Jimmy Butler to win anything. No. I'm not going to be rooting for Jimmy Butler. No. I refuse. 610-632-0975. Nat Marlowe, producing the show today. 610-632-0975. Word of the week is win. Word of the week is win. Eagles, do you believe they can win? And if not, has that hurt the enthusiasm? Sixers coach, which coach would you say that's a win if they hire? Celtics Heat, who do you want to win? And, of course, Flyers on the table as usual, open to the Flyers fans if you are still upset that the Flyers failed to win in Game 7 against the Islanders. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson here with you until noon on 97.5 The Fanatic.